Thank you. Hello, Fosdem. I'm Yann Hamdawi. I'm working on at Twig on a project called Nickel. And Nickel is a configuration language. And is it?
It's normal.
Okay.
You're not only for the stream.
Oh, okay. And so in this talk, I want to talk about Nixel, which is a framework to use Nickel as an alternative front-end language for Nix. And my dear friend and colleague, Guillaume, who just got off stage, has a strange morning routine where he stands in front of me and say, I have a question. When? So when can I use Nickel for Nix? And so my primary motivation is just to be able to enjoy my morning coffee in peace. And my second motivation is to try to get you as excited as Guillaume is about Nickel, or at least 10% would be already quite, because he's a very enthusiastic man. So beside maybe a few people who got lost, because Fosdem is huge, I think we all agree in this room that Nix is a powerful tool. There are a bunch of things that only Nix is capable of. My personal favorites are dev shells. So you need to hack on a project, you just enter the directory, type nix develop, you have all your tools you need, then you exit the directory, everything is back to normal. NixOS, we've talked about that, being able to manage your whole configuration in dot files, rollbacks, competing version of the same packages, pretty nice. And I guess each one of you has their own usage for embedded or whatever of Nix, either personal or professional. And if that's the case, one of your main interfaces you have with Nix is the language, Nix Expressions. And in fact, it's a pretty simple language. It's mostly JSON plus functions, plus a bit of small strange things, but mostly. And paradoxically, if the language is simple, I find it quite hard to use, actually. Yes, it's two with only one O. To use in practice for a bunch of reasons, at least for Nix. And one of the main issues is error reporting. And I think it's a pretty fundamental problem in a language which is dynamically typed and lazy, is that when you make a mistake, your little mistake travel all around the code base, and only when something consumes your value, then everything blows up. And the error usually points out deep inside Nix code, because that's what is consuming your value. And I would like those errors to point out like the point when I made the mistake originally. My favorite one is infinite recursion in the module system. So I was a newbie at Nix. I tried to move it, my NixOS config to flakes. I made a typo on an argument to a simple module, and I got like infinite recursion, but nothing was recursive. I didn't know what was happening at all. Something can be said about discoverability, in particular when you're writing code. So I'm writing some Nix code. I would like to know what are the standard library functions that are available. What are the list functions from Nix packages that I can use? What are their type? What argument should I put there? I'm writing a flake. What is the schema of a flake? Could I have some completion or at least some in-code information to know what field I'm supposed, or attribute I'm supposed to fit? And the last point is that Nix is simple, and usually it's a good thing in language design. Like, you build a rock solid core, and then the rest can be done as library function. But Nix is not a general purpose language. It's a domain specific language. And if users of your domain found themselves having to solve the same problem again and again and again, then maybe the domain specific language should provide a native Blitz way to solve this problem. And one example is overriding. Something that you do a lot in Nix is taking a module or a configuration or whatever object, tweaking a parameter, and get the new result with all the dependency updated and so on. And it's pretty not trivial to do in Nix. There are a lot of different ways, a lot of different abstractions implemented by different people, and that makes for hard experience, in my opinion, especially as a newbie. And it's not me saying that, it's actually Elko, the creator of Nix, who wrote a gist some long time ago, which is partly one of the origin of Nickel, about the deficiencies of the Nix language. And one thing he says is that Nix is a DSL for package and configuration management, but it doesn't have any notion of package nor configuration. So to recap, one of the main things is developer experience in general. Error reporting is one of the main interface with the language where something goes wrong. It's important. There is something to be said about Nix being too simple somehow or too bare bone for its own good. And so people reinvent the wheel in a lot of different ways. And I mean, sometimes it's fine to have competing libraries and so on, but for fundamental things, it's like when you want to put something in the standard library of a language, like that should be only one way to do it, and it's efficient and so on. So what can we do about it? Well, I propose to do Nickel. Nickel is a general purpose domain-specific language, if that makes sense, for configuration. And what Nickel has, it has sound gradual typing, it has optic static typing with higher rank polymorphism, structural typing with full polymorphism, contract is like a confine, but yeah, no. I mean, yes, in fact, but that's not the point. The point, I mean, those are means to an end, and the end is that your practice is nice. So here, it's a little video demo. On the right, we have something called a contract. It's like NixOS types, something that is checked at runtime by the Nickel interpreter. And you write it actually pretty much like a type or a schema. You say, oh, Nickel derivation, this is taken from Nixel. It's contract defined by Nixel. Should have a name, a version, dependencies, system, and so on. You can attach other contracts and metadata in general to those fields. You can say, oh, name must be a string, version must be a string. Dependency should be an array of derivation. Derivation is another contract that you'll define somewhere. You can attach default value. Dependencies are empty by default. You can attach, you can say that a field is optional, for example, because I think in Nix it's not strictly required by a built-in derivation that version is defined. And the thing is that all those metadata can be leveraged by the tooling. On the left, we are trying to write something looking like a derivation. That doesn't matter at this point. But we define an output field. Field is just Nickel name for attribute. And we apply this contract we just imported. And let's see how it turns out. It turns out that we get completion for what we should put inside this output stuff. Like name, OK, we have documentation, we have the type. Actually, type in the string is name, whatever, the contract. We get completion for built-in command and for nested recall, like, oh, what should I put in that built-in command? You can leverage also this information, not only from the LSP, but from the CLI. Oh, no, sorry, I forgot. You get completion for the standard library, and actually any library. Those functions are statically typed, but that's another subject. You can read this information from the CLI. Using Nickel query, you can say, oh, what's inside a contract that's named? What is the field Nickel derivation? You get documentation and what are the available fields. You can say, oh, okay, what is build command in particular? I get documentation and field. Now what happens if I make a silly mistake and build command, which should be a record of strings, I just made it a string, like instead of an attribute set. And I try to run Nickel on that. What I get is an error message. The first blue part says, what is a contract that I just broke? You should have a record with args and so on. The second light points at where I define the value, not where it's used. It's red. And it says, oh, this is wrong. This doesn't respect this contract. The first part is not really useful there, but it's giving you the evaluated value, which means that if build command was a complex expression bit out of map and fold, you still get the final stuff that it builds. And this green thing here is taking who the hell is imposing this contract. So this points to build command field inside the Nickel derivation contract inside the Nixel library. And so this is just runtime validation. You could do it with libraries. NixOS does it. But first, I think this kind of nice structural syntax for it, as well as this advanced error reporting, is really hard, if not impossible, to achieve purely in library code. Because there are special things in the Nickel interpreter to handle contract application and track argument and the stack and so on. So what Nickel is about is relevant, thorough, and early error reporting as much as possible. Discoverability, you can attach all those meta information to fields, and they are understood by the tooling. And in particular by the LSP, giving you interactive development process. And in the end, arguably, the language is more sophisticated than Nix, but as a user, I find it easier. OK, great. That's fine. Let's just migrate 80,000 package. No big deal. Nope, not going to happen. Nix package is a huge behemoth. It's probably the, I mean, the most important thing in Nix, I mean, the value of Nix, is all this domain knowledge on how to build package encoded in a code that can be actioned by the machine, and is not going anywhere. So whatever we do, if we want to use an alternative frontend, we have to be able to use Nix packages. So meet your first Nickel derivation. It's a dev shell. And from a distance, I want you to notice that there is no function at the top. So usually in Nix packages, the first thing you do when you define a package is to define a function. This has a number of problems, one being that before doing anything with it, like getting the name or the version, you have to apply it to some argument. And those arguments may be packages, so you need to apply them and so on. So you need to evaluate the transitive dependency before doing anything. Here it's just a flat record. Records are recursive by default in Nickel. So line one, we import something called builders. We'll see later what it is from the Nixel. Builders is given by Nixel. And line 4 to 6, for now, our API is that you need to declare a bit like a flake, but at the level of the derivation, what you are going to take from the Nix world. So here I say I want to take CURL from Nix packages. Line 9 to 12, I'm defining the actual derivation, so to speak, even if it seems way smaller. So I give a name, and then I put this input.crl in the path. So this funny looking string, I won't have time to detail, but it's called a symbolic string, is a way to simulate Nix string context, but not only actually, it's a pretty generic mechanism, but to have the same entities, like input.crl is not actually a string, it's a derivation, which has a store path and so on. And you do that in Nix, and it's not trivial to do it in a different language, but yeah, this is a solution to that. And we are using this input.crl, but we haven't seen any input yet. The other was called input spec. So input is defined, but not really, but is defined line 7. This is just a field without a definition. And in Nickel, the idea is that we call a recursive, and we have something called merge, a merge operation, which is the ampersand. It is a bit like the slash slash of Nix that is combining records, but it doesn't give priority to the left-hand side or right-hand side. You just try to combine, and see if there is a conflict, you have to use priorities. A bit like the Nix module system. But it does what you expect naively when you start Nix, that it works on nested record and that it works on a recursive record. That is, if you overwrite something there, everything that depends on it recursively will be automatically overridden. So what we do, line 7, is a bit like defining a function argument. So we're just doing function in a different way, so to speak, but in a way that is way nicer for Nix, because it just looks like configuration. Overriding is trivial. I just add one line and I merge with something that redefines the value. Combining stuff is trivial. So for example, line 14 and 15, I use some predefined builders, which are mostly looking like this derivation, and that has a Rust dev environment and a C developer environment in my shell. So I will end up with a shell that has CURL, all the Rust toolchain, and C. So I think I won't have time to dwell into the detail too much, but it's a bit convoluted right now. We have a lot of back and forth between Nix and Nickel. Nix is a driver. What's important is that this part will get improved, but somehow it's not really, it's a bit orthogonal to all the design of the Nickel side, that what do the API look like, what are the builders, how we do overriding. It's orthogonal. This part is just how do we communicate with Nix packages. Right now, Nix is leading, and everything that crosses the boundaries can't be functions. It has to be data. So in practice, it's JSON. And so you have a bit of back and forth, like what's your input? Oh, I will extract that from Nix packages. I give you the derivation at JSON. Nickel has almost everything to build the derivation, but it cannot build it. So it kind of gives an argument to Nix saying, hey, please, can you call derivation for me? But that works for now, at least. That's something. So the limitation of this model is that you have a lot on back and forth, and the error messages at the boundary are pretty bad. If you try to import the packages that don't exist in Nix packages, that's going to be ugly. And you can't override the Nix package from within Nickel. That's a kind of an important limitation, because the only thing you can get is data. You can do it on the Nix side in the overarching flake, but it kind of defeats the purpose. We'd like to be able to do that from Nickel. The roadmap to solve that is to be able to import in Val Nix expression directly in Nickel. It's actually not that unreasonable because Nix is simple and close to being a subset of Nickel. So we're already able to transpile most of Nix as far as the language is concerned, but we are missing all the built-in .atrof derivation and things like that to make it work. And I think it's the hardest part, actually. Having a Nickel built-in to build derivation would probably piggyback on Nix, but so that at least we don't have to do the last back and forth.
If you want to take question, you have to stop.
We have
3 minutes, including question left.
Okay, we'll go quick. And so we can do all those things, and Nickel becomes a driver, and you don't have to go through those back and forth. You can override from Nickel. For Nix, what does it mean? I hope it means an improved developer experience, unified approach to configuration. This looks like configuration more than Nix, I find. Like, you just define a bunch of fields and you merge stuff together. And a smoother learning curve for the newcomers. I didn't cover performance, but also having this merging being native and not a library function has more room for optimizations. And beyond, my secret dream is that Nickel is general purpose for configuration, so you could use the same language with the same notion, same contract, same data model for all of your stack, Terraform, Kubernetes, Nix, Exchange Instinct, between the layer. And something we are working on is incremental evaluation. It's a bit like an incremental build, but at the level of evaluation, I have this huge NixOS configuration, I change one option, I want the interpreter to only propagate the changes to what needs to be actually recomputed. So to answer the initial question, Nickel Nix when? Well, now you can already do this stuff. Well, next week, because we haven't merged everything. But Nickel will be released in the 0.1. You could do derivation and basic dev shells. Nickel will reach the 1.0 in the coming months. And it's still rough around the edge. You can't do everything you would like to do in Nix. But the point is that I think we did the hardest. Like, arriving at the first derivation was really complex. And now everything is aligned, and somehow we just have to build the thing, to polish the API, and so on. And there is the same for Terraform Nickel. Thank you.
Before that, I would like to know if Rodrigo and Paul is in the room.
Yeah.
Okay, you're here. Okay, great. Yeah. We have one question I think we can take, maybe two.
Yes.
Please go ahead. So did I understand and write yet that you are transpiling between Nix and Nickel?
So not yet, but that's...
Repeat the question.
Okay. Sorry, did you finish your question or...? Yes. So I'm asked if we are transpiling Nix to Nickel. Right now, no. No, we are doing this back and forth with Nix and JSON and so on, but that's the plan in the end, to transpile Nix. You could import foo.nix from Nickel, and that would give you a Nickel value, and then you can do whatever you want with it. Yes.
Yes, so you mentioned Terraform Nickel, yes?
Yeah.
So I've used Terraform Nix before. Couldn't you just use that by using Nix in Nickel?
Yeah, it's true. I guess you could. But probably the idea here is to reuse the Nickel overriding mechanism, which is, we hope, way simpler. Somehow you don't have to do anything to get your things to be overridable easily. So if I think Terraform Nix is not using a module-like system. And there is Terranix maybe that is doing that. I don't remember, yes. But yeah, you could do that. You could wrap any Nix package with a Nickly interface somehow, like AFFI. Or you could redo it a bit to have a more, both are possible, I guess.
One more round of applause, please.